We learned yesterday the three chiyuvim, the mammon, knas, and karbin, with which the Gemara compares pivtei edim. The Gemara says, "Rav Chiya kremei holo kasha." Can't ask a kasha from karbin, where piv is more that it's mechayva karbin. It's Rav Chiya kremei sfirulei damar edim mechayven as the karbin mekabel chaymet titnan. Interesting mission. Amal Hashnayim Achalti Chela Boi Maloy Achalti Remei Mechayiv. Why? Because two Eidim have more Nemonis than the Baldin himself. Pasha. The Chachamim Poitrim. So what's Remei's time, huh? Remei says, Emeviyu Shnayim Udei Misach Amur Alei Videlukali Lidei Karbon Akal. If two people have the Kayach to bring him Lidei Misa, so they can't bring him to Chiyav Karbon, they should be able to bring him to Chiyav Karbon too. So Amrullah Imam Yirtzalayim Emezir Yisi Yifter. So the touch of these words is a little difficult. Ma im Yirtzalayim Emezir Yisi Lifter. Is he saying Emezir Yisi? Sounds like he's not saying it from the words of Gemara. Ma im Yirtzalayim Emezir Yisi Yifter. So Rashi seems to learn that he has a migul. That he has a migul. He could have said Mezer Yisi. We believe him to say Lo Yachalti, because he could have said Mezer Yisi would be parted from a carbon. Now he's also parted from a carbon. Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis says a migul b'makom edim. How could you be believed against two edim because you have a migul? So Tosis and many other Rishayim, maybe most Rishayim, learn that mitatzinon devarav. What happened here? He said, lo yachalti. Eidim come in and they say, ochal chelev. So what does it mean, mitatzinon devarav? Does it mean he mitarets his words? Or we're mitarets his words? How do you understand? We're mitarets his words. First of all, it doesn't fit into Lashon of Tosis. If you look at Tosis Lashon, it sounds like he has to be Mataris Devarav. No? Look at Tosis. Man Yitzalayim Amezer Yisi. So Tosis says in the third line, it's a Migul Mokameidim. Ella, Kloimer. Af, Masha Amar, Lo Yachalti, Yochel, Letaris Devarav, Aloimer. This sounds like we let him be Mitaritz' words. He's able to. Normally, once a person says something, he can't change his taina. What do you think? We're Mitaritz's words? Can you understand that? What does it mean, we're Mitaritz's words? Hey, yes, your person says, Lo Yachalti. You walk away from him, you're thinking, what did he say? He said, Lo Yachalti. Oh, he means, Lo Yachalti Shege Gel Amazin. It's strange. The truth is, in Rambam's Lashon, it's klar that we're Mitaritz's people, right? In Tosis's Lashon, is not klar. If it means he is, the Gemara is talking mashma that we're mitaritz devara. The Rambam says klar that we're mitaritz devara. He said lo yachalti, and we say when he said lo yachalti, he meant lo yachalti shaygeg, yachalti meizit. He doesn't bring a carbon. That's how we're mitaritz his words. But it's a little bit of a pillow. Why should we mitaritz his words that way? Why should we take a lo yachalti? He said lo yachalti. And we say, oh, what he meant is, but Tosis doesn't like that. It's a migul. It's a migul makim eidim. Li'idach lishna. Netul ha'shaynis li'gemara. Tosis says, ain lefarish, what the Gemara says, amai yitzalaymish, nemalaym alaychati, migul. Tosis loves ela kolaym, it's the same shat in the Gemara. It doesn't mean migul, it means... So the Tumim says a little like Yossi started to say. The Tumim says, Normally, someone tells you, lo yachalti, you don't touch up, lo yachalti, this or that. But here, it's a case where there are two Eidim who saw him eat it. Two Eidim come to Bezin. So, what was going through his mind? He says, lo yachalti. He knows there are Eidim, he ate it, there were people there. Because it's such a strange circumstance, that's why we're mitaretz dibure. Like, we have a lot of kashas. When you look for a teretz, you have kashas. You have a kasha. What's he saying? Lo yachalti, Eidim saw me. So, because they are, it's a strange circumstance, that's why we try to be mitaretz dibure. But it's still shver on the tumim. Why don't we ask him? Why would we be mitaretz dibure? He's still alive. Call him into Bezdin and ask him, when you said lo yachalti, did you mean lo yachalti, or did you mean lo yachalti shaking el amazin? Like, what kind of business is this? Bezdin's touching up what you meant. This is what you meant. What do you mean this is what you meant? Let's ask him what he meant. Oh, it's very strange. The whole thing is very, 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 very strange. So Nachas David says a very geshmaka rayon, a very geshmaka thought, why we're mitaretz devarav this way? Why taka we mitaretz devarav? Nachas David says that we neman, he said lo yachalti. And when he said lo yachalti, we heard exactly what we heard. He said, I didn't eat it, period. We try, with Mataris Devarah, we say, look, Edom said he brought a carbon, he ate Bishayk. So we believe that Edom, what Edom say, they saw, they saw. We say, Mstam, he's embarrassed to say, Achalti Mezit. It's a busha for him to come in and say, Achalti Mezit. Very embarrassing. So he said, Takaloy Achalti. But we touch up that he means I didn't eat like the Edom say I ate, which is B'shaigay. And he really means mezid, but he's not talking about it, he's not saying it, because it's a busha for him, it's embarrassing for him to say things like this. So that's why we're the Taras Devara this way. And the reason that David says this is because it bothers him. He says in the rest of Shas, you're never going to find a place where Mataris Devarav. The person says a Taina in Bezdin, and when Mataris Devarav, he brings an example by Hahu Arba, Zayim Shalavaisai, Zayim Shalavaisai. Why don't we touch up? Then when he said Shalavaisai, he means it was my father's, and I know about it. Like, why don't there are things we could touch up in his words, change it in? And we don't. We don't find anywhere else in Shas that we touch up his words that they should shtim. Why? So he says, because he's unique here. Here, his out is that he's amazing. The kula for him is that he's worse. No, normally the worse you are, the more you have to pay. This is unique. Here, the worse he is, he's amazing, that gets him off the hook for the carbon. So here, it's a unique case, where for him to tell the truth means it's a busha to him. For him to become potter, he has to be mevayish himself and say, eat it b'mezit. So here, where it's a busha to him, to eat it b'mezit, that's in this Gemara we find the concept that mitartzina devarav. And we touch him up to say, he said, lo yachalti. And if we're going to ask him again, he'll say again, lo yachalti. But we're saying, what's going on in his mind? Why does he want to bring a kapara? He doesn't bring a kapara because he knows he's amazing. It's going to be Cholam Bazara, so that's why he's saying Lo Yachal. Nachlas David gives us a little bit of a yad how to learn up the sugi. Otherwise, very, very hard. Why should we retire Devarav? Stop, listen, we should retire as well. So he gives us a little bit in Pshat, a little bit in Mahala. Gemara goes on. Elomala Piv Shekem Echaivai Chaimish. So first the Gemara says, "Mal pim shekei mechayve yasham, asham hainu karbin, elo mal pim shekei mechayve chayim." Shalai kasha. Again, Reb Chiya Kremei Sfira Lai. Kesem mechayve lekarb, mekav lechayim, mechayve lechayim, ish mekav lechayim. Elo. Mal pim, so the Gemara has a different pircha on the kav lechayim. And this is the maskan. that you want to learn out from Edim to Piv, from Piv to Edim, that if Piv is Mechaivai, Shmuel might have been Mitzas. Edim is also, so the Gemara's Maskana is that you can't do that. Mala Piv Shekin Einabach Choshev Azama, Taibbe Edim Shishem Choshev Azama. Period. Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara says, Piv has a kayach that Edim don't have. And that is that Piv is not Bakhoshav Azama. Meaning what? What does it mean Piv is not Bakhoshav Azama? You have a Pashab Shat. Rashi says, what does it mean Ain't Bakhoshav? Why is Piv not Bakhoshav Azama? Pashab Shat in the Gemara is like Rashi. That if Edim contradict him, Piv carries the day. If Edim contradict him, we follow Piv. So, by Piv, if Edim contradict him, we go with Piv. And by Edim, if other two Edim are machish the first Edim, it's Trevi Trevi, they're back Hashem. When they're Muslim, then they're Muslim. So Piv has a kayak that Edim don't have. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that Yesh, Einay back Hashem means that Piv is not back Hashem, that if Edim are machish him, it's not mukhish. The Rashba learns that the Gemara means more, and Rukiyosi says also, Eina Bakhasha is even if Edim Amakrishim, and he himself changes his mind. Even if he himself changes and says that what I said yesterday wasn't true. Yesterday I said I owe $100, and today I'm saying I made a mistake yesterday, I really don't know the 100. And I have Edim like me. What's going to be the difference in such a case? A man comes in and he says, I owe $100. Next day, he changes his mind. Says, no, I said yesterday wasn't true, and I have Edim to prove it. So what's going to be the din? What? Shiva Bezdin, Kibishiki, Shiva Fezamagin. He raised that in Bezdin, that is Chayim, he can't change. So Piv ain't about Chosha, Rashi says, if Edim are against him. The Rashi book he has to say even more. If Edim are against him and he changes his mind, still he can't go back on his words. That's how they tie up. Now, when I looked at the book Yosef inside, I was very surprised, maybe pleasantly surprised, to see his Lashon. Take a look in the book Yosef in the back, on Daf Beis, in the wrist. And what I just spoke out is what I'm showing you, but I saw an interesting chiddush in his lashon. It's in the narrow lines here in Daf Beis. Mehoshaminon. It's about 9 or 10 lines down in the Gemara, in the Rif, not in the Rif, in Mukhi Yosef. Take a look at his lashon. You should raise a red flag. I mean, you should notice it. Mehoshaminon. They say what I just told you, right? That person's void in bed, and then he changes his mind. But look at his lush. Mehoshaminon. Mishahayda bebezdin. You have a case. Somebody comes to bed and says, I owe $100. The chozar v'aman is karti. He says, now I remembered that I made a mistake yesterday. Vafa pishayda me'idim kidvarav. Plus, they are eidim who say his tatar. Eimashkichin bayi. Can't change his mind. The vadai hocha b'chiyah gavna askinon. That's the case of the Gemara. The iba oimed b'dibureha. If you're going to say that he's oimed b'dibure, that he still says I owe $100, and Edom contradict him, my umed the piv. How does that prove that piv is stronger? Matalahu dekiyoyev lei. What are those words? If he says he's chayiv and Edim contradict him, so my umayda piv, it doesn't show piv is stronger. Matano dekayay of life. Sounds like. What does it sound like? It sounds like the Maran Leif. Matano dekayay of life. He's giving him matana. Sounds like the Maran Leif, which we thought is a das yachid, the chiddush, the kashita, and the ktsais. Matano dekayay of life. Look what he says. Hainu da'amah beperek yesh neichlam. That's pshat in the Gemara. Gemara says, "I'm oitzi shtar chayv al chaveira." Malva, I'm a loy nefrati. Klum, loy va, I'm a parati mechza. What happened? The Leiva says, I paid half. The Edom Me'edom Shapore Kulai. See, here's the case. Edom say, I owe zero. And I say, I owe half. So, Nishbav Gaiva Mechza, I have to pay the half, and I'm a Maid of Mechzah. He's saying, why do I have to pay the half? Because it's a Matana. Because it's a Matana. This sounds very much like a Marin Leif, that when someone is Maida in Bezdin, or he does Baldin Kamei Eidim Dani, then it's a Matana. Doesn't sound very much like a. Yeah, but I'm just saying this is the way he learns that Gemara. You're right, Gemara is not, it doesn't prove it. But the way he learned the Gemara, Matanahu, those two words, Matanahu, Matanahu to Koyoev Lai, sounds very much like this Marin Lai, which we damn done is a Mechudish to Keshita, and now it seems to be Isis. Now, someone made a point on this that really could be Mechalik. There are two cases of Eidos Bal Din Kamei Eidim. A normal case, someone says, I owe $100. And there are no Eidim contradicting him. Mukhiyasif is not talking about that. It could mean Mukhiyasif is made in a normal case where I walk into Bezna and I say, I owe $100. It could be he's made it to the concise that I'm Nemon Be'etzem. In a case where there are Eidim contradicting him, so there's a reason not to believe him. Here, the Mukhiyasif says, Matanu Dekayavlai. So it could well be that this Mukhiyasif is like an in-between shita between the Marin Leif and the Ksais. The Marin Leif said, every Maida Haidas Baldin is always Matana. Because he's a carve to himself. Every Haidas Baldin is always a Matana. The Ksais said, it's never a Matana. Mukhiyasif is saying, at least in a case where I'm Maida, and Edom contradict me, then in that case, Edom are contradicting me, so why am I believed? In that case, it goes throughout my tongue. In a case, Stamazai, if I walk in on Maida and no one contradicts me, it could be Maida to the Ksais that I'm Naman. Makaponim, it's a Makotishtika line here in the Mukiyas. Okay, so this is to where I wanted to finish the Gemara. The question is, what part of Tosis to deal with? Given that we're at the end of this man. So I saw in Tosis the word Eisei Tshuva, so I figured that's a good part of Tosis to learn. At the end of Tosis, Man Yirtza, the last Kasha in Teretz. Vim Taimer. Heyach Neman Leime Mezer Ayisi. Hein Oda Mezer Matzmei Rosh, Kedam Perakamdus and Hedron, Gabi Pleini Ravani Lutzayni. Tosis is a Kasha. A titzina devarov that he says what? I ate chelo b'meizid. How could a person say I ate chelo b'meizid? Ain oda meisim atzmei rasha. A person can't come into bez and say that he's a rasha. We don't believe such a thing. Yeshleimer. The ain neman lifsal atzmei aval hacha is a tshuva. The ain right to lay bichol lazara. That a person can't make himself a rasha, but if he's coming to do tshuva. That a person who's coming to do tshuva is never to be meisim atzmei rasha. Now it seems, although it's just a line in Tosis, that this is very sadistic. I happen to notice a tshuva in the Igros Moshe in Yeridei Chelek Beis, where Rav Moshe had the following shaila: a woman lost her husband, and the husband was buried in Toronto, the city of Toronto. They lived. The husband died there, and the husband was buried there. 4 years later, the woman comes to Bezdin, and she says that before my husband died, he asked that he be buried in Montreal, where he has most of his children live in Montreal, he lived there most of his life. He wanted to be buried in Montreal. But when he died, it was easier for me. I didn't say anything. I didn't listen to his savor, and I buried him here. And she's saying that her husband's coming to her in dreams now and timing on her why she didn't bury him in Montreal. So now she wants to dig up the kever and move the body to Montreal. Now normally, to dig up a kever and move it is in Issa D'Oraisa. Not let it just down be Pina Kvar. But there are four exceptions for which we do Pina Kvar, and one of them is that there's a Tava. If somebody wanted to be buried in a certain place, then we would move a Kever. Now Ramosha says our dreams don't count. Dreams, there's a guilty conscience, he has dreams. Tzaddikim have dreams, it means something. But people have dreams, the dream doesn't prove anything. The question is, does she have nemanis? I mean, here she has nothing to gain. Why would she lie? It's going to cost her money. Does she have nemanis? So Ramosha is done in part of the tshuva that ain't other mesa matzmai Russia. If the husband was metava to bury in Montreal, and she ignored his tava and buried him here, so she's making herself. She did a big avla. So it's what kind of a mess? No, so we can't believe her. If we don't believe her, then we don't believe her that the divrei mess are to be buried in Montreal. No, we don't really have a tava. There's no written tava. She's claiming a story. That story makes her a Rasha. And Ramesha writes that Rasha is lav dafka yoivan isderais. Even in avla, Gemara says in Ksubis, someone says amono hayu devareinu. The shtar was written a certain way, and if yoivan on yishkein by alecha avla, it's an avla to do. It's also the mesa masmei Rasha. See, Ramesha says b'chayre the mesa masmei Rasha. She shouldn't have nemanis. So if Ramesha a taisus and bav mitziyah, that's even what the day says. That if someone's coming to do tshuva, that we accept the words. And then we was matter based on this taisus. So first of all, I see from Rav Moshe that it's a that this taisus is the place. It's apparently, this is the mocking of this psak. And the Rav Moshe himself a pashtus that we passed away taisus. That a person who's coming to do tshuva, that he has an amonis. So she also does. Normally, tshuva is between me and myself. Here, Bezna has to pass me that you could be playing in the kever. Bezna, she's not going with a shovel, she's just in the kever kadisha to do it. So they ask a shayla, they need a psak, that it's mutter. Other people have to be believed. For you to do tshuva, if you say that you spoke Lashon Hara this year, I don't believe you. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you spoke Lashon Hara. If you want to do tshuva, so do it yourself. What does that have to do with me? And don't do it with me. So in this case, under Makapashu do tshuva, it's the chiddush of taisus that such a thing can be done. It's a tremendous chiddush. Because we normally say it on Mesa Master Rosh. Now the truth is,
why can't you
store
the statement?
What?
I don't want to be very much sure.
Period. I don't
want
to be very much sure. It's very hard to split this. Normally you say Pliny Ravani, you teach it Pliny Rava Pliny. Here, you want to bury him in Montreal, so someone else buried him in Toronto. And she's the one that buried him. But it comes out from your words that you're a Russian.
It comes out of what I'm saying about myself and something like that. But my husband's so cool is to be buried here, that's the truth. And then I didn't listen to that.
So that means the person's a Russian. So maybe I'm a tyrant somehow. The truth is, there's an earlier tumul over this. There's a tumul of some cipher, a tshuva dalit, in Yerdeh tshuva dalit, about a sheikhit who was dying. And before he died, he said vidui. He said, I did it. He started saying a few averis. He did it. One of the averis he mentioned is that a lot of times the shechita was no good. And he let the animal through anyway. His knife was pogrom, it was a bit shrita, but because of the dechek haparnosa, he was getting paid per good shrita, which today we don't allow any base of shrita to pay a shefet based on the number of good shritas. He was getting paid per shrita, and he said that he let it go through. This man was the shefet to the shtetl. For the whole town, everyone ate his shrita. So it was a shayla now to kasha all the kalim, klicheris to throw in the garbage, the whole business. So the shayla was, they know the mesa matzvei Russia. Could Bezdin believe a man to say that that I shechted all the things I shechted were not all a treif, some were good, but like the Sefer writes, it can't be. This man was a sheikh in town for 10 or 20 years. Every person in town cooked his meat at some time or other. So it's a shayla. The whole town has to cook his has to kasher the kelim throughout the klicheres. So the Chassam Sofer Taka Pasta is the same thing, that he's Neman, that he has a Nemanis. He says that the whole time has to cash all the Kalim. And any Klicheris that's a Klishin they have to throw away, a Klicheris that's a Klisheini, he was Natal with Tzirufim. But the same thing, normally in Adam Eisem Atzmai Rasha. But what? The same thing, because the Tosis. Hocha is a Tshuva. However, the Chassam Sofer says that maybe there's a Bakim to be Mechavik. Our Tosis says, what does he believe? Hocha is a Tshuva. Ve'ina Reitza Lahegi Chul Lazar. It's something which is Negeah him for the future. It's not only he's a Isa Tshuva. He's a Isa Tshuva, and if he doesn't, you're forcing him to do Sa'an Aveira in the future. Ramesh's case is also really that way. She wants to do Tshuva, and she wants to fix it for the future. She wants to move the cavern. So I'm saying in his case, the Shekhar is dying. He's just doing Tshuva. He's not coming to fix things for the future. He's coming to do Tshuva. So he's coming to do Tshuva, so maybe there's some stuff it should be different. You're telling me that maybe he wants to fix it for the future. Because he was marshal people with their Caleb for the future. Here. Here, maybe. So it's a Siddur Abana. It's the limit. If he's marshal people, it's a Siddur Abana. You're going to have to come out to that. So Sefer brings a third tshuva on the topic from the Chavis Yoher, which is a much harder case. In the Chavis Yoher's case, a woman was dying, and when she was dying, the Derev Vido, she said that she was Mizana Tachas Baila. She said she was Mizana. So if she died, it would be fine. Not for her, but for everybody else. But unfortunately, she recovered. So she was dying. She said vidui that she was. She said that she was maidish and mizana tachas baila. And then they found her a fufa, and she recovered. So now the shaila is a very difficult shaila, whether she's mutala baila or not. There's no aiden. What? No, I swear I'm not giving a misa. But the question is, you should be asked to levaila for a woman who's mizana tachas ish. Now, what normally a woman's not believed to say zanisi tachas baili. One second. Normally, a woman's not believed to say mizana tachas baila. B'chayshin shema eina nosna ba'acher. Maybe she fell in love with someone else. If she's saying it, she should get it. Done. But here she was dying. So the b'chasha shema nosna eina ba'acher.
Live,
so the Chavis Yoyer names on that she's also Lebaila. That she's saying the same thing, our Tosfos. The Derech Tshuva, she has Nemanis, and she's also Lebaila. But some Sefer is the Supik, again, if a Hidah that had no plan for the future, if such a Hidah carries weight, or doesn't carry weight. But Chavis Yoyer Paskin the same thing. So we have three tshuvas. And gradually, if you learn Hilchos Shechita, it's also a long Pesachei tshuva at the end of Siman Aleph, where he brings the Chassam Sofer, and seems he wasn't the only Shechit that before he died was Maida that he did these things. It seems there were other Shechit in Jewish history that made such a Haidah.
All these cases, by
Mammon, we don't believe him is a Russia. He says I stole, so we don't make him apostle Avis. We don't believe him he stole, but he has to pay. Like Marin Levitz, it's very partial.
Why the one
he
like paid and
claims
all
his payments behind his own? He part of him. Because Asher Shimon Lehim, you don't pay payment.
But you have to be
Eidim that he stole. Any knas, you only chayiv al pi Eidim. Just like Kefil, just like a Hidayvi you pay, if you, the Toyin Tainis Ganav also pays Kefil, if Eidim come and say that he's alive. But it's always for the Eidim. If he's a Toyin Tainis Ganav, and later he's
Eidim.
No, he's a Torah Tainus guy. He parted himself from Pele.
Money that he stole.
So you make him pay.
What do you never say? He owes money?
He owes
money. He owes money, he's a guy.
Well, according to Maron Leib, it's very pashut. Right? It's in the Mishkaitis. And according to the Ktsais, this Ad Khan is believed. He's believed to pay. He's not believed to. Could be it's time you bring the Chuva also to pay that. Why ain't other Mesem Atzmei Rasha? What's the reason that ain't other Mesem Atzmei Rasha? The truth is, it's a machlaikis Rishayim. Why ain't other Mesem Atzmei Rasha? Rabbi Hanan in the Kovei Tzaharis, Simcha Beis, brings why ain't other, why didn't you believe to make yourself a Rasha? So what's the Pashto reason? Huh? What's the Pashto reason? The person comes to Beis and tells Beis you should know, never trust my Eidus again, I'm a big Rasha, and I eat Nevelus every day, and I, whatever it is. Anybody's over life, Shish by Malkus, Pasal Eidus. Because I says, Shnai, Nevelus every day, never trust me. So why isn't he believed? What? So Rashi always says, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai. Truth is, Alashna Gemara in Sanhedrin. But Rashi, wherever the Gemara says, Ein Adam Eitzel Atzmai Rasha. Rashi says, we had in Yitzchesim and Beis and Ksumis, the Gemara says, Eino Mesem Hashmai. Rashi says, the Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmai, and the Karav is Pasal Eitz. So Eino Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha is Al Kisim Kurva. If Eino Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha is Al Kisim Kurva, it doesn't matter if you're doing tshuva, you're not doing tshuva, Man Afgamina. That's Afgamina. It's a Xeris HaKosim. That Eino Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha, you're a Karav, you're not believed. Our Tosfos learns Ein Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha is because of a different reason. Ein Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha Chayshinon LeMishaker. Whenever a person says Eidus about himself, we're Chayshish that he's lying. It's Pashit. It's not Al Kurva. Kurva Akraivim. Brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. Children, that's Kurva. But Ein Adam Mesem Atzmai Rasha. So Rebbe Chanan, our Tosfos learns Al Chashash Mishaker, not Al Kurva. And that's why Tosfos holds that if the whole thing is Al Chashash Mishaker, so if you're coming to do tshuva, it's nikar that nikarim divrei emes, that you're coming to do tshuva. If you're coming to do tshuva, that's a totally different story. Coming to do tshuva, then you believe. So Rebbe Chanan says it's totally in that. Rabbi Chana says that our Tosfos holds so kurva is exeris hakasev. It's only relatives. Self, that's not a relative. Me to myself, it's a different thing. A relative is a relative. I mean, to myself, the whole idea of Adam Karavei is a lot. And therefore, what are you asking? Shash Mishaker?
Yeah, his own words, he's saying he's not
Nemo. That's not what I said. That's a totally separate Cheshire. I just said it's a Shash Mishaker that when a person says Eidus about himself, Chashish is a Mishaker. Because about himself, there's always Negias. Well, it says in Rambam, the Rambam says, why can't a person be Mechayiv himself Malkus? Why can't a person come to bed and be Mechayiv himself Malkus? Ain't other Mason Matsuri Rasha. The Rambam says, this Lashon, that about a person himself, you never know what cheshbonis a person has, even to say Eidus against himself. The idea, even to say Eidus against himself. Rambam says such a lashon. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi Chanan is toilet in this machlokes why ain't other mesem atzmai rasha. It would seem to come out if we have the Ramosha and some sefer and Chaviz Yoyer, but passing like our Tosfos. So it seemed to turn out, at least the Rebbe Chanan went up to Sugya, that we passed in like the Tzad of Chashash Mishaker. And that's why another Mesem Atzmai Rasha. So this is the site of this Tosfos. I guess the last Tosfos for this man. And, okay, I have to work on remembering that it's actually not on your Chazara sheets. So you can add it to the end. But it seems to be quite an important clause.